USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the CDC in Atlanta. Officials gave them an update on how the variants are evolving in the U.S. and how they're working to counteract them.
This variant, B1.2, was wild type. So, been circulating in the U.S. for a long time. But you see, it's being replaced with this variant, B117. This is the one that we're concerned about in the U.K. and Europe, and is more transmissible, more infectious. So we're in a race with our vaccination rates, our mitigation, continuing to mask and distance as we get this type of emerging variant like B117. We think B117 will be the predominant variant in the U.S. probably by the end of March.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Authorities say Robert Long, who police say confessed to all three shooting attacks in and around Atlanta on Tuesday, was supposed to be arraigned in Cleveland County. But the hearing was canceled after a request from his attorney. Long faces 8 counts of murder for all of the victims and 1 count of manslaughter for injuring a man at massage parlors around Atlanta. 6 of the 8 victims were of Asian descent, fueling suspicion that the shootings were racially motivated or connected to increasing attacks against Asian Americans, related to anger over the COVID-19 pandemic. Earlier this week, President Biden said yes when he was asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin is a killer.
I said, look in your eyes, and I don't think you have a soul. And looked back at me and said, we understand each other.
The Russian president responded to him, saying Biden's comments reflect the past and current problems of the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some people are questioning whether the Atlanta multiple massage parlor murders were hate crimes rather than gender crimes. USA's Lance Pry reports.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at 3 Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left 8 people dead, including 6 Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There are new rulings from a judge in Minneapolis as they work on jury selection to try the fired former police officer who's charged with murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill said he will allow a portion of police body cam video in Derek Chauvin's murder trial from a 2019 arrest of George Floyd. Also, they will have drug and medical evidence brought forth, which is similar to last year's arrest. The judge also saying,
I don't think there's any place in the state of Minnesota that has not been subjected to extreme amounts of publicity on this case.
He also said there will be no delays or change of venue after the city of Minneapolis made a record settlement with George Floyd's family that led to 2 jurors being excused. They said after hearing the news, they could no longer be impartial. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.